Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are taking it all in from the audience here and listeners who love us. We love you. Thank you, guys. We're broadcasting live today from Joe's Sports Bar and Grill on Jones Bridge Road. We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, hanging out with you guys. And, Mike, it's been a fun day. We started the day, for those of you just tuning in, maybe you're on your way home. Oren back at the studio had a fire drill, which forced him out of the studio.
A phony baloney fire drill.
He had to exit and follow the rules. I know you don't like to, but he had to.
I never leave my post, Carl, if I'm broadcasting.
And that led to Mike and I reminiscing about a story where Mike punched a wall, threatened a boss, and almost got suspended. But that's neither here nor there.
I just thought it was the wrong – it was our second week together, Carl. We're trying to build the brand.
This is true.
This was not the time to take off the middle of afternoon drive.
Yeah, look, I think you told him that in special words I think you used.
Blanky, blanky, blanky.
Exactly. Yes, so we started the show, and that was kind of going on. We got into the Falcon stuff, and we're going to get back into it because Zach Robinson was talking about the failures of third down. He feels like they all seem different. For the last 2 weeks, just to put this in context – we didn't convert a first down against the Patriots 2 weeks ago. Check that. We converted one.
Right.
We didn't convert any first downs last week in Germany in that game.
So that's like 1 for 18?
1 for 18 on third down the last 2 weeks.
Carl, I don't know much about football. That doesn't sound too good.
Well, here's the deal. If we do that Sunday, we're losing to Carolina.
Right.
If we don't convert third downs on Sunday, and I hate to say it, because we shouldn't have lost to Carolina the first time.
They basically – now, what happened at the Carolina game is that's when I got mad about Zach Robinson quitting on the run game.
Early.
He chickened out on the run game. I thought the events overwhelmed our second-year offensive coordinator.
Okay.
Now, if he has the presence of mind to stay the course, and if Bijan's not getting penetration, you can pivot to Tyler Allgeier, and then we'll get – Bijan will get his 75 to 80 yards in the passing
game. That's right.
But how hard is that to figure out? So that's where the Charlotte game. Now, Michael Penix Jr. got off to a tough start. The footwork was rough. The defense kept us in check. You can't blame the defense when there's a pick six or the interception sets them out, 30 yards away. Defense wasn't bad. But unfortunately, Michael Penix Jr. had what was his worst game of the year. And I guess you could argue at times what we just saw in Berlin would be his second worst game of the year.
I would agree with that. We talked to Raheem Morris yesterday live at Flowery Branch. It's online at odyssey.com. Go check it out. Here's what he said about the confidence issue, because we asked, does our quarterback have an issue with confidence right now?
No, it was all encompassing, what you just said. It was what you're talking about, the missed throws, they came on third down. If we're talking about the missed out throw to Mooney on the sideline, where we're trying to layer over a defender, and the guy's there, and you try to layer it, you put too much, and it goes out of bounds. That leads into frustration. And then you come right back out after that, and you pivot off a thing, you progress across the middle of the field, you throw to David Sills, and you don't take your next hitch, and you kind of throw it right behind him. And those frustration things, that was the frustration that he had. It's not a confident thing.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Carl and I are like,
okay.
All right. Fine. Now, look, you've got to help this young man out. I wasn't trying to be melodramatic last week when I said at a crossroads, but it just doesn't have that feel like that because don't get this thing right.
No, it does.
You know, and if Zach, if they lose you lose five games in a row, you're 3-7, you're done. We understand in our audience, you've got like 10-15% who still believe this team can be playoff bound. I don't see it, but I'm a season ticket holder. Like, I'm going to be there on Sunday. But to me, you've lost the script. You know, 10-7, dude, you got to go 7-1 now.
Well, you know what else, Mike?
Come on.
Here's the other part about this. It's not just that you have to win. You have to win in an impressive fashion.
Right.
To get everybody back on board to believe that what you're talking about is possible. Don't get me wrong. We went 10-7 on Sunday. I'm going to be ecstatic because I'm tired of losing. Okay?
Right.
But if we win 31-3.
And return the favor from Charlotte.
Okay. And then you turn right back around. And this part of the schedule, guys, the next three games are not only winnable, but it's like the softest part of the schedule. The Jets have just basically traded away their two best players.
We're going to see them tonight. Sauce Gardner, by the way, Drake London, he wasn't always lined up against Sauce because when Drake's in the slot, Sauce is still on the outside receiver. But when he was man-to-man with Sauce, he got what he wanted.
He did. And look, I'm glad they didn't go away from throwing at Sauce on Sunday. I mean, you went at him. Drake ended up getting a touchdown. But here's what I'm laying out to you. If you really want to get people back on board, with just not winning.
Drop the hammer. Have control.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And then here's the thing. The next three, and I just want to lay this out, and I'm not looking ahead. Trust me. Nostradamus.
Yeah.
I can't do it with this team. Panthers at Saints. They're terrible. Jets. You could win three in a row. Exactly. Exactly.
That's Uncle Phil laughing
Thank
in the background.
Thank you, Phil. You win three in a row, and this is what Mike's saying. And all of a sudden, we're back to 500.
Oh, and then Arthur Blank's going to go, you know, that amazing late season swing to get us to 8-9. You're still not in the playoffs. It's eight seasons.
But you got to do this.
Without the playoffs.
But Mike, you've got to do this to at least set yourself up.
I'm with you. Like, we'll have that final postmortem on this thing in January.
But I'm just saying, like, if it's going to happen, it's got to happen now.
They've shown the inability to understand how to manage a game. They've shown the inability
to pivot. Phil, you're wrong for that, Phil.
They've shown the time. That was comedic timing,
it was
Phil.
Perfect.
But
it was
no, they showed the inability to pivot. Okay, I got my plan. Here's their plan. Okay, their plan is better than my plan. What's my plan B? Oh, my God, I don't have a plan B. See, that's the problem. That's why we are 3-6 in my mind. So to me, as a Falcon fan, I would have if I'm Arthur Blank, I clean sweep it. Fair or unfair, Terry Fontenot's had about a 50-50 shot as a GM, but you haven't made the playoffs in 5 years in a row. Carl, that's an eternity in the NFL. Eight seasons for Falcon fans. And then I know it's a brutal process, ripping off the Band-Aid, starting the interview process, finding that next assistant coach. Hopefully you catch lightning in a bottle, a 1-3 shot at best.
Let's hear Raheem talk about the news he broke on our show yesterday, and that was that Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell?
Who are you?
Has been dealing with a broken collarbone. We did not know this. For Falcon fans who were like, what's the big deal? The big deal is we saw this injury happen, and everybody's like, why is he going to the tent? And then he was done at camp. And then he was done the first 4 weeks of the season. And now we're getting to a point where he's back, and Coach admits this yesterday. Listen to what he said.
Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games. Right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it. Right, so that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us, and what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start. Right, then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring, so now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing, it's still limited, still things is happening, just like we're talking about how you listed how all the things we got going on out there, and like when he'll get going, he'll get going, and I think we're close to him getting going. Right, some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But like, I think those are the things you got to work through. Those things you got to fight through. You know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
We got that yesterday, Mike, because I said, "Well, he's practicing." The coach was like, "No, he's not practicing." Well, our perception was he's out here practicing. Why are him and Michael Penix not connecting? Which led to that explanation of this is all the stuff he's been battling, and we all went, we didn't know that.
No. Now, a lot of Falcon fans are going, that's complete BS. Look, started with Bill Belichick 30 years ago. Guys sandbagged the injury report, and we've turned it into an art form. Okay, it's just the way it is. The way we slow rolled what was going on with Caleb McGarry, later on Storm Norton. In this case, we knew something was jacked up. We didn't realize it was a clavicle.
No.
You know, a collarbone, which anybody knows, getting in and out of a car, breathing, laughing, it's miserable. But, yeah, he's banged up. But that's why I'm saying, okay, let's just accept that Darnell Mooney is a zero in spikes right now, and just let's rely on other options at wide receiver. Casey Washington, you got to be healthy. Bijan, let's get Bijan more involved in the downfield game then, because he can do some of the same things that Mooney does.
I'm with you. Who's back there in the booth that was giving me thumbs down when Raw was playing? Is that I saw you, sir. I saw you. The Raw was playing. I see a thumb outside this booth just do like this.
The mood has turned. The crowd is ugly when it comes to Raheem Morris. They're not buying his.
We're almost there.
You hear this?
He said we're almost there.
The crowd is not buying. That. What did my neighbors say? Look at the bright side, Mike. Could be the last time you're talking to the man.
4 weeks ago, we're exactly where we want to be.
This is a fan telling us this.
He said it. I know. We're going to.
242.
342.
242, 218, baby.
We're going to look at the tape.
We already know.
We're going to look at the tape.
We know. All right. We're coming back. We got to talk to
Mike
Griffin.
The mood has turned ugly, Carl.
I love it when fans approach us and tell us stuff.
Break out the hot lead.
And let me tell you something else. We're going to talk to Mike Griffin from Dog Nation. Dogs have a huge game on Saturday night. Texas coming into Athens. We'll find
They're
out
They're not
the
buying the Raheem Morris stuff.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
We got to touch base with our man, Mike Griffith. Mike, Dog Nation, you read him, AJC as well, guys. The game on Saturday, do you view it as whoever loses their chances of getting in the college football playoff is done? That includes Georgia with one loss. How do you view this?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, this college football playoff committee, you really can't be sure of anything. I mean, you guys saw it. You saw the same rankings. I mean, right. I'm sitting there. I'm watching Texas A&M beat a ranked Missouri team on the road. by three touchdowns. He said, okay, well, Missouri's got this dollars guy. Now, Georgia wanted this guy. He's a hell of a quarterback. But still, he's a freshman. Like, oh, okay, well, you got freshman. But it's Missouri on the road. I mean, they're really good at home. So you're like, oh, that's a pretty good win. And then you see Indiana. They go down to the last minute. And they need this incredible catch. And now, here's the thing. It says Penn State on the uniform. But when you look, they're in 17th place in the 18-team Big Ten. They've lost six games in a row. And they have an interim head coach. And so the committee gets asked about this. Like, you know, hey, so about Texas A&M, you said they were close last week. And, right. Oh, well, you know, we looked at the body of work, they said. You know, I said, the body of work? Wait a minute, last week you had Notre Dame like nine spots ahead of Miami. They got the same record. Miami beat them head-to-head. Where was the body of work there? So then, you know, fast forward to the conversation about Vanderbilt. You look at Vandy, and I know it says Vandy, and I know it says Notre Dame, and I know what feelings we get when we hear those names. But when you look on paper, Vanderbilt's got a much better resume than Notre Dame. So he said, well, so what about this Vanderbilt-Notre Dame rank? Oh, well, you know, Vanderbilt just – this is the committee chairman talking. Well, you know, Vanderbilt, you know, they played an Auburn team with an interim head coach. Oh, you mean like the one at Penn State? Because it's, you know, so it's just, it's, if you feel like you're arguing with your fifth grader here or something. Like, look, there's no consistency to this. And, it, you know, if you're a college football fan, it just pisses you off because you're like, look, we're trusting you guys to come up with a ranking system that's going to be fair, equitable, understandable. And it's just a matter of you guys playing favorites every week. And, you know, I talked to Gary Stokin, you know, Stokin's been around the block. Stokin's like, yeah, you know, they got to do a show. You know, they got to say something. Everybody needs to chill out. It'll work out. I'm like, Gary, I don't know about it. He's like, well, I don't know about it either. But until December 7th, it's just a lot of talk. So that's where we're at.
No, Mike, I'm with you. I say this to Carl every year, the politics. You know, as an SEC, living in SEC and ACC country, and like the ACC, sorry, you haven't done enough. But as an SEC fan, you feel – everything Mike just said, there's politics involved. The Indiana, just logic would dictate that Texas A&M, strength of schedule, by the way, they're kind of comparable, but I'm with you. Based on the last performance, they should be jumped ahead. Meanwhile, let's talk about Georgia. We haven't spoken to you since the Miss State win. Aside from the first touchdown for the other Bulldogs, the most complete game of the season for Kirby and company?
I mean, it was, but look, at the end of the day, I mean Mississippi State's going to be – there's just some places that don't handle success well, and I've been around this league a long time. And in Mississippi, it's a small town. They get excited easy. You know what I mean? They get a little excited. They get a little, you know, full of themselves. Everybody in town knows who they are. Everybody's telling them how good they are. You know, but that's, you know, it's just Kirby doing the whole rope-a-dope thing, right? I mean, it's almost like they're not going to show you their pressure package early on. They're going to wait until halftime and make adjustments because if they show you their stuff in the first half, you can adjust at halftime. He's always going to bring something at the half. I mean, he out-coaches everybody. I mean, there's a reason why Kirby's Kirby. I mean, the teams get better as the year goes on. He picks guys out, makes guys like me look stupid. You know, I'm watching Gunnar Stockton. He can't hit the broadside of a bar in the G-Day game on half the throws. And then Kirby's like, yeah, he's got to get better with his decision-making. And I'm like, right, okay, yeah, Gunnar Stockton, oh boy, I don't know how good he is. And then the guy goes out there and looks like Bart Starr in the clutch. You're like, where the heck did this come from? Right. Kirby's like, yeah, well, I knew he was a winner. I mean, oh, did you? Because he didn't play like it in the game. He didn't play like it against Marshall or Austin Peay. Like, what is this? It's like some button in the back. You like you turn on like the high-res Gunnar Stockton? Because the dude did not look like this. But now I trust him, and so that's why I think they'll beat Texas. And if you would have told me last summer that I would be picking Georgia over Texas because I trust Gunnar Stockton more than Arch Manning, I would have told you your aunt was your uncle. I said there's no way that scenario's flying, guys, but here we are.
Mike, what about the O-line? We're talking with Mike Griffith, guys, from Dog Nation. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How healthy are these guys? Is it the healthiest we've seen them this season? Yeah. And how important is that going to be heading into Saturday?
Well, you nailed it. I mean, Ernest Green is back at right tackle. I mean, this is a guy that's got almost 30 starts. You know, he's not going to play the full, whatever, 75 snaps. He'll be out there 45, 50 snaps. But in the meantime, a lot of young guys got some valuable reps. Now, some of those reps cost you a ball game against Alabama when those two freshmen missed a block on that fourth down play. I mean, you can't have it back. You know, Nate Frazier went for 185, right, but he can't have that fumble back that cost him. I mean, they should have beat Alabama. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Nobody wants to hear it. A lot of growing
third pains. Down. Yep.
Only, yes, yeah, it's tough, man. But you're to your point. Now, but here's the bad news: Texas is front seven. This is probably as good a front seven as they're going to see. They're second in the nation against the run. So you got strength on strength there. And again, this is where Gunner, decision making, RPOs, options. You're going to see him have to make some quick decisions and make some reads on the fly. And you're going to have to see him throw it downfield, and because Texas is going to pressure you to do that. Now, Florida was able to do that. DJ Lagway and the Florida run game had success against Texas. They beat them by 8 points. They were more. They had a much more decisive win over Texas than the Ohio State did. Story for another day. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be strength on strength. It is as good as this offensive line has looked. But Texas got talent, man. They got five stars. They got four stars. They got Lamborghinis.
It's our man Mike Griffith, the guys from Dog Nation. We're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill in Alpharetta on the fringe of Johns Creek. The defense, Carl and I talked about this earlier. Defense has gotten better. I know it's not a lights-out defense. Are you thinking, Mike, they're getting incrementally better week by week?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kirby told you at the start of the year, you know, you got to coach up the bottom of the roster. And, you know, when you got a lot of those twos and threes that would have been next man up that are starting somewhere else. Now, I mean, just think about this attrition. It just doesn't get talked about enough. Would you have 13 guys drafted, okay? Four more guys signed as free agents that are in the NFL. Xavier Trust suited up for the first time for New Orleans, by the way, last week. So you got 17 guys in the league off last year's team. You have another 20 guys that left via the portal. Six of those guys had been starters. So essentially you've got 23 starters off of last year's team gone. I mean, that's a lot of attrition. I don't care who you are. And Georgia's had to grow, and they've had to get better. And we've seen those growing pains. It hasn't been pretty. It's a tough league. You know, we've had to watch these guys come from behind. I mean, hell, Auburn dominated them for 28 minutes, and then the goal line stand. I mean, what a moment that was. Tennessee scored on the first 21 points before you can blink on Rocky Top. They're down 21-7. They got to pull off a fourth down conversion at midfield in the first quarter to stay in that game. You know, Florida's got them down. You know, they got to come up with a fourth down stop in that game to turn the momentum there. I mean, it has been one memorable game after another. And when that happens, teams get confident in one another. They grow. It's like, okay, they live to fight another day. They grow from that experience. And so when they came out against Mississippi State, they were ready for a four-quarter game because, I mean, heck, Mississippi State had Texas down 17 in the fourth quarter. Texas, like Georgia, has just found a way to keep winning, though, and there's something to be said for that. So you got two teams that got some winning streaks going. I think Texas has won four in a row. What's Georgia won? Five or six in a row since Bama. So both of these teams are going to go into the game confident. It's going to come down to turnovers. Who's going to make the fatal mistake? Is it going to be Arch? Or is it going to be Gunner?
Talk to me about this Billy Napier thing. What do you make of it? Just friends? Just helping a friend? Napier was seen at Dogs practice as they prepare for Texas. Obviously, they had success against the Longhorns when Florida played them.
Well, let's face it. There's a Nick Saban network. And the guys that worked for Nick, just like Kirby's got a network of guys, It's like any other business, right? I mean, look, if I went to a national radio conference, I'd be looking for my 92.9 homies. I can't remember. Hey. There was someone from 92.9 that helped me find my backpack. I left my backpack at security. One of the 92.9 guys, like, Mike, you're like, oh, my gosh, thank goodness this guy's a teammate. If he's on a competing radio station, he might not told me, just hit it. But everybody's got a network. And Billy Napier is part of the Nick Saban network, just like Kirby, just like Lane, just like Sark. I mean, they're family, you know, and they communicate with each other, and they share trade secrets. Now, they got to compete at times, but think about it like this. I just told you a little bit earlier, Florida beat Texas more dominant than the Ohio State did. So it probably doesn't hurt for Kirby to visit with Billy Napier and say, so about those six sacks that you guys had on Arch Manning, we see a few things on film. You know, Kirby's like, oh, he was just stopping to talk. Yeah, come on, Kirby. Come on, Kirby. You don't make time to talk to anybody there's something going. And, you know, it's networking. And who's right to say, you know, I don't know what's going to be there for Billy Napier, but maybe he comes on as an analyst. I mean, the guy was a pretty good receivers coach. And that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, you know, to resurrect himself. I mean, you know, the Alabama, how many guys did Nick Saban rehabilitate in the coaching life, right?
The Nick Saban car wash.
Yeah, it wouldn't be such a bad thing to have Billy Napier around. Seems like a pretty nice guy. He can lead the Bible study on Sundays.
All right, we got to wrap with Mike Griffith from Dog Nation. Real quick, Mike, I've been saying this to Carl all day because, you know, I'll bring it up. The Georgia Bulldogs will win Saturday night because Kirby may have an Alabama problem, but we know for sure is blank that Steve Sarkisian has a big game problem.
Well, Quinn Ewers was a problem, but let's not get carried away because I'm going to remind you of this. 2023, because I went to this game. Texas beats Nick Saban by 10 points in Bryant-Denny Stadium. Quinn Ewers essentially throws the perfect game. Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, right, now with Texas, scores a touchdown. That game right there, Texas beating Alabama by 10, cost Georgia a playoff spot. Because then Georgia loses to Bama by 3, right? If they hadn't lost in 29 games. They lose by 3, and suddenly they drop 5 spots, and they're out. Transitive properties. Texas beats Alabama. Alabama beats Texas. Georgia odd man out. So Texas has done it. Sark has got it done. I was there in 2023 when they put it on Saban and Bryant-Denny.
I don't remember that.
It's a matter of guys executing. And if sooner or later, you know this is going to happen. Sooner or later, Arch Manning is going to have that game. Sooner or later. I don't think it's going to happen against Georgia under the lights Saturday night.
Mike, always great stuff. Tell the people where they can find your articles and all the stuff you're putting out there.
I appreciate it. The easiest way, just go to X. I mean, X is, you know, at Mike Griffith 32. I mean, you guys know AJC.com. Everybody reads that in Dog Nation. But at Mike Griffith 32 on X, formerly Twitter. And I always appreciate the fire support because, believe me, when you've got strong opinions, and especially on Georgia, there's a lot of Alabama and Florida people out there. They go back 10 years in my tweets trying to find stuff. They'll turn anything into anything just to come at me. So the Georgia fans usually got my back pretty good, and even the Georgia Tech fans. They're there, both of them. They're there for me.
Hey, by the way, happy Veterans Day. Mike's airborne, by the way. And we got you
all
back.
All the way. All those airborne brothers down there at Fort Benning. You know, keeping the feet and the knees in the breeze. I'll tell you what, man, those infantry and those Rangers, I'm telling you, you want some real American heroes, you just go down to Columbus, Georgia. That's where they're at.
Dad spent time down there, Fort Benning, man. It's crazy. All right, brother, appreciate you.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, wrapping things up here on a Thursday in Paradise. Great crowd, man. So cool to get up in this neck of the woods. Carl and I were saying to start the show, we haven't been up in this neck of the woods, Johns Creek, Alpharetta, in a while. And a Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. I'm looking at the pizza menu, Carl, for something to go.
Yeah, man. The food is great.
I just looked at traffic. It's an hour and 45 minutes to get home. So I'm going to kick it and grab a pepperoni.
I hear you, man. Yeah, we got some friends in town. We're going to go meet for dinner tonight.
That's why you got tucked in pants.
Well, I wanted to take something home. But I'm like, I can't be greedy like that because we're going to go get dinner. But this is a great spot. I did have a snack earlier, which was great. What did you have? You had those cheese sticks.
Those cheese sticks. I mean, it was like Shrek's fingers. Those cheese sticks are so big. I mean, those suckers are huge and really tasty, sweet mozzarella. But, you know, great food. You know, it's your classic local sports bar upstairs here at Joe's in Jonesbridge Road. So hopefully come on down. If not, maybe next time. And I know a lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line saying, hey, what about our neighborhood bar? Well, tell your owner
correct to
reach out to their Miller rep.
Yes.
And that's United Distributing. And we're doing this promotion with Miller. Miller beer is here. Still a couple of Miller tchotchkes left for you guys to grab. But if you roll it in right now. But we'll make this basically circumnavigate Metro Atlanta doing these Miller Lite bar appearances.
Yeah, I've been told we're going to be in Smyrna, I think, coming up. We're going to be in Atworth coming up. So we're talking about, you know, within the next few weeks. So we're going to be making our rounds, man, if you get a chance to come visit with us. I will tell you the coolest thing, and then we'll wrap up with Falcons, man, because we're getting ready tomorrow to get you to our official picks, our predictions, more importantly, how these games play out. We will get the perspective. B-Mac's going to join us tomorrow, NFL analyst for CBS. Got a lot of stuff in store for Friday. But as far as, you know, the games, the Falcons specifically – a lot of people have been wondering, like, okay, can they really turn this around?
Right.
And we got into this conversation last hour, and, you know, then we had our guest on and whatnot. But a guy hit me up, Mike, and he said, Dukes and Bell, I've been listening to you guys forever. I hear you saying that season where, you know, they can take advantage of it. And he brings up a great point. And he just said, what if they don't? Does that make this decision on what they do moving forward easier?
So much easier.
It does.
I mean, look.
It does.
I just think there's moments in the course of the season. You know, it's one thing if you win one game. But even though you may win four or five, six or seven games, to me it's how you lost the games and the coaching decisions. Look, players, this is the great chicken and the egg argument. Your players didn't execute. They made mental mistakes. The good teams don't do that because the good teams are coached up.
That's right.
You know, we can joke around about, you know, Bill Belichick. You know, maybe he gets back in the NFL with the Giants down the road. Who knows? But he's one of his disciples. You see it with Vrabel with the Patriots. You'll see it tonight. I don't think they're going to slip up against the Jets. He would not allow that to happen. We lose to teams we shouldn't,
yeah.
And then when it gets to crunch time, like those two or three plays or those four or five plays you need to make, we just can't seem to make. I think we've got some great talent. I know whoever inherits this team, that's another question. Does Arthur want a clean sweep? Because I think Fontenot has done some good and some bad, but historically when you do blow out the coach and the general manager's been here for 5 years, he goes too.
So let's talk about this for a second, and maybe, you know, we'll – this gets into something for tomorrow. Mike, this offseason, we were told the only thing this team needed was a quarterback. Am I lying?
Nope.
Go back to Kirk Cousins being signed. And we talked to Raheem even during that time period. And we said, hey, what's going on? What made you make this decision? Kirk is a great processor. He brings experience, right? I'm just taking you back.
Right.
Understand what I'm telling you here. And then we draft a quarterback in that same realm, okay? So we go get a guy, and then we draft. What we were told was the team around that was supposed to be good enough. All we needed was to fill the void. The void's been filled. Kirk got his opportunity, and now our rookie quarterback is getting his. But yet the team and the winning hasn't changed. So was this team as good as we thought it was? What were the players that – because remember, that's what we were told, Atlanta. We were told, hey, we get a quarterback. I can't tell you how many people around the league, they just need a quarterback. Man, they get a quarterback, it's going to be different. Okay. Well, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't like the coaches. I don't like the assistant coaches. I think at the end of the day, it doesn't show up. The fans don't necessarily see this, but you see the end result. I think that you got a quarterback right now who's struggling. We've talked about it. I thought,
and it doesn't mean real quick, Mike, that he's going to struggle. Michael Penix could turn into an excellent quarterback,
but you got to help him get through this rough patch.
Yes,
and that's the thing. I think they felt, well, you know, Zach Robinson, sure, he's never been an OC before, but you got Kirk Cousins. No, you don't. You got to mold a young quarterback. You don't know how to. You don't know how to help him. He's looking at you on the sideline. I was sitting there in Berlin. I saw it. I was right behind the bench. He's, give me the play. Can you get the blank and play to me? Then I can go screw it up. I can at least get the play in so I can see what the hell the defense I'm looking at and try to make this thing work. You're calling. So that's, to me, where this disconnect is. That's why Jimmy Lake got fired. That's why I think guys like, why are you so down on Raheem Morris? I go, he had his second chance and he blew it. Everyone in the league lobbied for Raheem Morris, from Mike Tomlin, you know, to Tony Dungy and everybody else, and Sean McVay, and he got his second chance, and he's blowing it right now, unless they make this turnaround, which defies logic.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. It's not over yet, but if he does not get this team to more dubs, being more competitive, winning these close games, you're right. That's how this probably will be looked upon when we look back at it and go, okay, here's how we view this. Every coaching tenure that we've been a part of here, we've said, what went wrong? Smitty won a lot of games. He's won the most games of any coach in Falcon history.
Right.
But at the end, it was time. Smitty was letting the small things happen, Mike, and we weren't winning the games.
Remember, we wanted him fired after the London trip against Detroit in 2014.
So you get to these points. Right. Dan Quinn, guys, he came in. It was great. He took us to a Super Bowl. At the end, He was doing everything to try to save his job, and it really wasn't working.
You had three years of nothing.
And so we get to these points, and it feels like all of a sudden this has been like warped speed, where we've gotten to this point, and it's like we're not supposed to be here yet. Ross supposed to be here, and we're supposed to be winning games and like being competitive, and we're not that we're not competitive. When I say that, I'm not putting the effort on the guys. Our guys are playing their asses off. The problem is, I think coaching has failed us in these critical football situational moments.
Right. Not every team in the NFL has a Bijan Robinson and a Drake London.
Most don't.
You know, I mean, the New England Patriots don't. They found a way to get us.
Yeah.
You know, the Dolphins don't. You know, they've got Waddle, but they didn't. You know, they found a way to get it done. So we've got some pieces we're excited about. The young guys are starting to pop with Jalen Walker and Pierce Jr. But still, at the end of the day, You've lost games you should have won, and now you've got to win out. You've got to go 7-1 to get to 10-7. And I think most of us out there are listening today, driving in your cars, 10-7 is probably the seventh seed in the wild card.
I mean, you'd be pushing it the way things are going right now. I don't even know, Mike. 9 wins I don't think gets us in. That's where I'm at.
A lot of teams ahead of you have to really start to fall, have some injuries, and that may happen. But still, you look at the NFC West, look at the NFC North, and those are the teams that are loaded. I mean, we're talking Eagles, that they're locked in. I don't see the Cowboys doing anything. But then you look at, you know, Minnesota is out. But it's Green Bay, and maybe Green Bay goes the other way. But Green Bay, Detroit, right? Certainly Chicago's hanging on. Then you look at the Rams. You look at San Francisco. You look at Seattle.
Yeah.
And by those way, are all guys that we're looking up at.
Say what you want. Caleb Williams, the last 2 weeks, has won games for the Bears. Put him on his back. I don't know if you guys are watching.
He's got confidence now. He hasn't had this confidence in 2 years.
2 weeks in a row, he's literally like, I got this. We're going to go down the field.
And our quarterback's going the other way.
All right.
But I don't blame him.
We got to see where this goes. Friday, big show. Make sure you're here, 2 o'clock. Hey, thanks to everybody out here at Joe's Sports Bar.
Give yourself a round of applause. The best studio audience in Alpharetta.
Phil, thank you. Phil's winning a lot of money, apparently, Mike. He's happy.
Phil apparently is killing on Keno. Phil just ordered a limo and there's 5 Russian hookers outside, Carl. I don't know what's going on.
What's going on?
Phil is just making an appearance.
Phil, thank you for being out here.
He's going crazy out here.
All right, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat. Thanks to Barbara Dooley. If you missed her, first of all, I don't know why. Secondly,
she's in rare form again.
No doubt. She's online at odyssey.com. Go check out what Barbara had to say about Georgia, Texas. Thanks to Mike Griffith for joining us as well. Tomorrow, another big show for you starting at 2. Make sure you're here, man. We'll have a plethora of guests. We're going to be talking more about the weekend games. We get to the picks of the week. Did you see what I did last week?
3-0?
3-0.
I'm so proud of you.
Hey, Daddy, am I in first place yet?
Not yet.
In first place?
No, you're one game ahead of me.
I'm coming. All right.
You're not.
We'll get to all of that tomorrow and much more. Hey, thanks to everybody again out here. G-Money, appreciate you, our on-site engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer, and, of course, our man back at the studio, Big O. Chris, a bridge show tonight before they play Utah. Is that right, Big O? 2 hours.
It's Turtle.
Okay, so stay tuned. He's got you covered. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Tomorrow we're back in studio, guys. Lots to talk about. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, tough, hard times for Atlanta United. We brought Tata Martino back. Still got a very dysfunctional team. A lot of guys that are getting paid a lot of money that don't play well together. But big picture, MLS has announced, Carl, that they are eventually going to align, and it's going to start next season, 2027.
Really?
They are going to move, guys, from a summer and to spring campaign. It's going to start in 2027, so the same schedule as the English Premier League, the Bundesliga.
Oh, wow.
All your major European leagues. You're going up against the NFL. Now, one could argue the hardcore soccer fans not watching the NFL, but some would say many have tried and many have died. The NBA just lost Christmas to the NFL. Don't think this is a really good idea, but that's where MLS is going with it. We're going to find out, but they're finally lined up with the rest of the soccer world starting in 27.
YouTube. Don't send me a coupon. I don't want $20 off my bill. I want you guys to get it fixed. ESPN executives, do what you need to do and stop robbing us on these streaming services week in and week out. I paid to get the ESPN package so I could see all the great college games since you guys own all the great college games, and here I am flipping around trying to buy new streaming services.
Oh,
it's a ripoff. YouTube, get it fixed. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you've been trying to find Christina on the internet.
Really?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.